Welcome to Believers Academy, and today's lesson, should you receive communion? My name is Camille, and we are studying about communion. What is it? How do you receive communion? You will want to get a pen and paper and take notes on this lesson, and feel free to pause the video or go back to catch every point. Also, we have prepared some documents for your further study. Be sure to check out the review worksheet. This ministry takes the Word of God as final authority in every area of life. So when we have a question, we go to God's Word. That's where we get our information and instructions. That's where we get God's direction. In the case of the Lord's Supper, or communion, let's go to God's Word and find out what He said on the subject. Communion is not just a religious observance. It's a holy time of fellowship with God. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all talk about this event. We are told in Matthew 26:26 that the night that Jesus was betrayed, he and the disciples ate a last supper. This was a holy event in response to the commandment by Moses to memorialize an event named Passover. So what is Passover? Well, in Exodus chapter 12, we read how the Israelites were living in slavery in Egypt. God wanted to free them, so he sent Moses as his messenger. But the Egyptian Pharaoh did not want to lose his slaves and refused to let them go. God sent 9 plagues to convince Pharaoh to let his people leave. But Pharaoh wouldn't listen. So God sent one last plague. The plague was that the firstborn male in every family was to die on a specific night. The only way to escape this plague was to put the blood of a male lamb on the sides and top of the outside door of the house. When the death angel saw the blood, he would pass over that house and everyone inside would live. Though Pharaoh didn't pay heed to the first 9 plagues, this 10th one got his attention. He let God's people go. And this event was celebrated each year as Passover. So the Israelites would remember God's great deliverance in bringing them out of Egypt and slavery. Let's move forward in time to Jesus and the disciples as they were celebrating the feast of Passover. At this meal, Jesus took a piece of bread, blessed it, tore a piece off for each disciple, and announced, "This is my body, which is given for you." Jesus was actually talking about the coming hours when he, the perfect Lamb of God, would be beaten, tormented, crucified, and buried. Jesus said his body would be broken for us. That was foretold by a prophecy in Isaiah 53:5 that says, "He was whipped so we could be healed." Does that mean that we should believe God wants to literally heal our bodies? How about mental and emotional healing? Does God want to heal that too? The resounding answer is yes. Peter quotes that prophecy after the fact in 1 Peter 2:24, "By whose stripes you were healed." The punishment Jesus took in his body was not just an exercise in suffering. Every lash of the whip was a provision for healing. As the leather straps marked his flesh, that was to heal cancer. The metal barbs cut his skin, that was to heal diabetes. Again, the whip fell across his back. That was for healing of mental anguish. The whip ripped into his muscles. That was to replace crippled limbs. And on it went. Jesus was whipped so that you could be healed. It's simply a matter of believing and receiving this provision of God. Then Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and passed it to the disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." Jesus also said to drink the wine or grape juice to remember that his blood as a sacrificial offering would establish a new agreement, God's acceptance of men as his children. Jesus' death paid our debt. We were sinners born of Adam. We couldn't get free from the punishment without dying. But Jesus took our punishment and died. He paid for our death with his death so we can live as children of God. His act has caused us to be forgiven and right with God. You see, Jesus is the final perfect Passover lamb. He fulfilled the requirements as set forth in Exodus 12. He was a male, unblemished by sin. And he was willing to die in our place. Jesus' blood caused the death angel to pass over us. Who can partake of communion? Jesus said in Luke 22:19, "Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, all believers may receive communion or the Lord's Supper at the instruction of Jesus. The Bible doesn't instruct that there's a set time or place to participate in this memorial. A certain person does not have to officiate. You can take communion in a church service, at home with your family, or by yourself. It is a holy time to remember what Jesus has done for you. How should you receive communion? The Apostle Paul gave some instructions to believers in 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. So, get some grape juice and a cracker and spend time with the Lord. Take the time to come to God over the communion table. As you begin, say something like this: Father God, in the name of Jesus, we recognize that Jesus' body was broken for us, that his blood was shed on our behalf. We acknowledge that he carried sin, sickness, disease, sorrow, grief, fear, torment, unforgiveness, strife, and lack for us. Through his sacrifice for us, we have complete forgiveness and cleansing before God and total deliverance from the works of Satan. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Now, accept everything Jesus' sacrifice provided. Call yourself forgiven. Rejoice that God holds nothing against you and withholds nothing from you that you ask for that's his will. Thank God that Jesus prays for you and provides for and protects you. Be glad that God has made you worthy to be called his child. Also, refuse to accept sickness and disease. It's from Satan, so reject it. Refuse to receive it any longer. You are partaking of the sacrifice of Jesus' body, so receive the healing that he provided in Jesus' name. Next, hold the bread and read Luke 22:19 out loud. He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Eat the bread. Now hold the cup and read Matthew 26:27-28 out loud. And he took the cup and gave thanks to God for it. And he gave it to them and said, "Each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many." Drink the cup. Finally, thank God for what he has provided for you through Jesus Christ. Acknowledge that you are blessed. Praise God for his exceeding great and precious promises and the fact that you have the right to enjoy those promises. You are healed, you are redeemed, and you are delivered from the authority of darkness. You have been accepted and moved into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are not left out of anything good. All that you do prospers. Praise God in Jesus' name for the new life you enjoy. Congratulations, you have completed this study, should you receive communion. As you continue to think on these things, here are some things you can do. Read 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26. What stands out to you the most? Make an outline of the steps to receive communion. Determine what you will expect as you receive communion. Thanks for joining us in Believers Academy for this lesson. Please come back soon as we add more lessons for living the successful Christian life. God bless you, and remember, Jesus is Lord.